Welcome to ERN. We hope you enjoy the show.
Well, you're listening to Ink Radio. I'm Alan Taylor, and joining me right now is my pal, Scott Duffy. I'm looking at the November issue of Ink Magazine, Beyond Shark Tank. Exclusive.
Yes.
Barbara Corcoran on how she picks winners. Had her on the show a couple weeks ago. She was awesome, Scott.
Yeah, no, she's awesome. I just love that show.
Yeah, it's a fun show. I've been watching it for years, and I've interviewed all of them now, and they're all really good people. All right, so for those who don't know who the other voice is, his name is Scott Duffy. He's the co-host with me on Business and Burgers. It's a podcast, webcast that we do that is where we take people to lunch for looking for the best burger we can possibly find. This whole concept came up one day when Scott and I, let me think about when that was. That was National Entrepreneurship Week. Microsoft,
it was, yeah.
They asked us if we could interview some entrepreneurs, and you came up with 15 really good entrepreneurs, and they only wanted like 10, and we interviewed all these 15 people in one day, and they had something like 10 million impressions against those things, those interviews that we did, which was completely awesome. And they said, well, what else can you guys do? And we said, well, you know, let's go talk about this. And we're sitting there eating a burger together. And Scott's like, hey, do you like burgers? And I go, who doesn't like burgers? We go to a burger, and it's like we're slobbering away on these big old burgers. And he goes, I know, we should do a show called Business and Burgers. And we laughed, and we went, oh, my gosh, that's a great idea. So it was a lot of fun, and we've been doing this now for, gosh, months. I don't know how many episodes we have, like 20, right? It's crazy.
We do. It's so much fun. And the thing is, I laugh every single time I think about it. I really do.
So the episode that came out this week, everybody, is, I don't know if you've heard of the Dollar Beard Club. We've all heard of the Dollar Shave Club, which sold for like $1 billion recently. And I've actually interviewed that guy, too. But now there's the Dollar Beard Club. And in over 14 months, Chris Stoikos, the 28-year-old founder, has a fantastic beard. He has done $14 million in 14 months. I mean, to talk about meteoric rise in business and everything he had to go through to get there, I think he's had something like 25 or 30 million views of his viral videos. And this guy is off the hook. So that is the episode that just came out last Wednesday, or this Wednesday, earlier this week. And we hope you guys will go to businessandburgers.com and check it out. And then you had a buddy that we interviewed, Aaron. What's Aaron's last name? Aaron Scott.
Aaron Young.
Aaron
Scott Young.
Yeah.
But even before Chris, Chris, oh my gosh, Chris is a force of nature.
He is.
And I mean, you have got to go and check out that episode. The passion that he has for his business and kind of the vision that he has, and how it's awesome.
Well, you know,
it's so inspiring.
It's funny because he took us to this place called Pono Burger on Sunset in Hollywood. And I remember hearing him say to the chef, I mean, here's a guy that he believes that, you know, everything starts from the first bite you take in the day, and everything that you do in your day needs to be thoughtfully done, from what you put in your body to how many times you chew that food. I mean, it's like he has his life completely planned out in this way. He's very holistic in the way he thinks about business. So he says to the guy, 30 seconds, no more on each side. I want that thing still breathing when I get it. And I'm like, he's talking about the hamburger. That's like super duper rare. It was hamburger tartare, you know?
It was bleeding. It sure was. And you know what was cool is the way he took that whole attitude, and like the way he thought about food and diet and nourishing body, and how he brought that into his company culture.
Yeah.
And when he brings people in, and when they interview folks to be employees and contractors and things like that, they really want to know holistically how you take care of yourself.
He says, a company is only as healthy as its unhealthiest employee. That's like, wow. So he looks after his employees that way too, which is very, very interesting. And it's only 9 guys that did $14 million in 14 months. And they're selling beard oils and you know, beard products, which, I mean, he's done an amazing thing for a young man, for any man.
Well, he has. And my favorite part of the entire day, the entire interview and the burger and everything, was when I shaved my head, right?
Right.
And I'm like, smoosh it. And when he tried to convince me why I should be growing a beard, right? I that That was, I almost started that day. I mean, and the whole, right?
It's infectious.
That when you've got, you're bald up top, and you said, you got that beard. You said, I need 3 inches, and you will have the savage beard, which is the most savage of all beards. What a fun guy.
You know what? We're talking about a show that we do. It's called Business and Burgers, and you can find it at businessandburgers.com. You can also find Scott at launch@inc.com. Launch@inc.com. You can find this podcast there, and there are many great interviews with some of the greatest entrepreneurs in the world. Listen, Scott, time for us to go eat a burger. So let's take a break and let these guys find the next podcast, because that's it for this episode. Scott Duffy, thank you, brother.
Good to talk.
All right, that's it for Inc. Radio. We'll see you next time right here on Inc. Radio.
Can I just make some more romance with you?